This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You want the epitome of the Dallas Cowboys? Jerry Jones will join us at 8:30 this morning here on Sean, RJ, and Bobby. Which one's more Cowboy-esque? Sam Williams gets suspended while gone for the year, so he's gone for three games. He wasn't going to play.
No.
And then Micah Parsons fires up the old podcast while not even playing because there's a big get out there. There's a big guest.
Big fish.
Big whale. He's trying to be the show of whales for Bleacher Report. And Micah sends out the old tease, the old radio tease. Trayvon Diggs will be joining me. And Cowboy Nation just lost it again. Now, look, this is the way of the new world, okay? Guys are going to make money. You're not going to silence them. Everyone is their own media brand and entity. It's not the greatest look for Micah when you're going to fire this thing up. You're not even playing, and y'all just lost, and you're like, but let me go ahead and keep establishing the media career. But it is the way it is. So Sam Williams suspended three games, but we'll start off with Micah, Mike, and Diggs, Bob.
Yeah, the more Cowboy thing is definitely the Micah thing. That's 100% that. Because this one is more just, I felt like the Sam Williams issue was the pity that was given to the Cowboys, where it almost felt a little like, all right, fine. Because this stems from the arrest he had last year, right before the season. The one he had for possession of a firearm and controlled substance. It just took a year for them to come up with a suspension,
but
I guess.
But is he not, did I read that correct, that you said he's not going to miss any games, like when he's eligible to come back? They suspend you.
This is what it's these 3 weeks, while he's already hurt, are going to count for his suspension. So it's like.
So it's, you don't have to be active.
No. It almost feels like they're just. It feels like pity towards the Cowboys, like, and if it was anybody who was significant, they'd probably wait to punish him. But it's almost like they're just like, yeah, Sam Williams, whatever. That's probably the greatest testament to he's been a disappointment as a second-round pick, is the NFL said, you can serve your three-game suspension while you can't even play.
Makes no sense. You have to serve your suspension when you're an active player.
Yes.
Otherwise, there's no punishment.
Doesn't it feel, well, yeah.
Well, he's not going to get paid. He has been paid on IR, so he is.
Okay.
He's not going to get the game checks.
Right.
But it's no punishment for the team.
Right, yeah.
You're not missing him.
Exactly. And part of, I mean, and I know this is very, very naive to say, but part of the punishment for you is the fact that you have to look everybody else that you work with that count on you, that you are impacting them. That's part of the whole punishment too. And, you know, because there are some people that do care about that letting the other teammates down.
Yeah. Like,
there are people that do care about, not all of them, but there are some that do. And then this does nothing to do that.
So Micah was able to book the big guest, Trayvon Diggs, yesterday with Jane Slater, with a very good observation, palm trees in the background. Now, Jane said, I mean, tremendous open windows wherever Diggs was. And she's like, where are there palm trees in Dallas? And I was like, maybe he's just in a neighborhood and he planted his own palm trees. Or I don't know what my HOA rule
is. I have
is.
Two palms in the backyard, Sean.
Well, how tall are they? How tall are they supposed to get?
They're about 2 feet tall.
Okay.
Yeah.
And
I have
potential?
No idea. 30 years from now, they might be 6 feet tall. I don't know. I got them at Costco.
Do you like them or do they feel out of place?
I love them. Yeah, I love them.
It's
a
good look.
It's a great look. We had bigger ones and we killed them. Okay, so now we got the smaller ones.
Okay.
We're trying to keep these things, you know, nice and alive.
Here's Micah with Diggs.
Why did you react, you know, the way you did? And, you know, what's your thoughts about that? You know, media trying to portray an image that isn't there. Because, and then before you go, I do think, you know, he was wrong. Because obviously you're in man coverage and times you got to see it, you know, kid was going on the field. So, the narratives that he's trying to drive from the video was wrong, but kind of give your thoughts what led to that reaction and that outcome.
Yeah, I just felt like, You know, it's unnecessary. You know, I just felt like, you know, he was trying to use my name, you know, for clicks. And, you know, after the game, I just happened to see it, you know, and I clicked on it, I seen who it was. I was like, oh, he right here. Like, I just saw you. So I went up to him, you know, and I just spoke how I felt. Felt like it was a lot of emotions, you know, just losing, coming out the game. You know, we fresh off the loss. You know, I'm a competitor, so, you know, I wanted to win. So, you know, just a lot of emotions, and, you know, I just kind of let my, you know, emotions get the best of me. But, you know, at the end of the day, it still doesn't make it right for anybody just to be saying anything or just trying to throw dirt on your name or make you, you know, seem like you're doing bad or a bad job, you know, because, you know, I felt like I played my hardest game yesterday. I felt like, you know, I did everything I could. I felt like, you know, I was tackling, setting the edges, you know, just doing everything to help my team win. And for him to just try to throw that on my name, it just didn't sit right with me because you were, like, completely wrong.
So someone said he just issued the Jerry-type apology. You know, I got out of control, but at the same time, he was smearing my name. And then there are a lot of people, maybe Bobby will have some of this in post-hut clarity, where he rewatches all the Cowboy games for the clarity at 7:20. There were a lot of film watchers on social media who said this was Diggs' best game in terms of effort. So it sounds like Trayvon was right there. He's out there. He's trying to give effort. He's trying to be physical. He's trying to tackle. He's trying to participate, as Jason Key would say about Luka's defense. And then he sees that as soon as he opens up the phone and snaps.
Yeah, I don't think that's even a Jerry apology. I think that's Trayvon Diggs telling you he was completely justified in doing what he did. Yeah. And it's just he was explaining why he was so intense, but that, oh yeah, no, I would, that almost sounds to me like I would do it again if I saw it. You don't get to just say anything. And that's his way of being. That's the way he handles things. And it's sort of the edge he has that gives him his intensity and the way that he plays and things like that. But ultimately, look, I think this is a match made in heaven in terms of if you're talking about a potential blow up to happen between the reporter that kicked it off and the individual who saw it, that's the exact reaction you're going to get from those two people.
That was Micah and Diggs after Mike McCarthy addressed it yesterday.
Yeah, I think that's clearly an example of frustration, but, you know, I think we have to be better in those moments. You know, I always talk about staying on the high road. It's part of our responsibility in this business. You know, but I am not ignorant or naive to the fact that, you know, this generation, you know, that's part of the world they live in, you know, the social media world, and you have to manage that. You know, that's part of being a professional athlete, and that's part of representing this organization properly.
So, forgive me, but last night and all the Monday night games, I'm watching all the first halves with Belichick. And everything that happens around here, and I'm not totally 100% advocating for Belichick right now. More on that in a future segment because kind of it's tied to Mike Zimmer a little bit. So I'm not going all in with Belichick, but I do think in my mind, would this happen with a Belichick type person? Would this happen with a hard ass? With this, like Micah Parsons, I don't think is firing up the podcast later in the day after Bill stands up there, grumbles, mumbles, and says, yeah, you know, we got to be better than that. And I don't think that Micah's like, all right, give me the gasoline and the fire and relight this whole thing later on in the day. And a lot of Cowboy fans take issue with that. You're more concerned with this. You're worried about your brand, all the stuff off the field when you don't win that gets magnified. But G-Bag of the Day nominee to one Kevin Hegland. As I was sitting there, y'all cringe during the Jerry interviews, like waiting for the discomfort and the snapping of Jerry on us at 8:30 this morning. That's what I was doing yesterday while listening to Kevin Hegland talk to Stephen Jones and try to get Trayvon Diggs' Mike Leslie comment.
Are you familiar with the incident between Trayvon Diggs and Mike Leslie yesterday? And if so, can you give us any feedback about that?
I'm not aware of that at all.
Okay, all right, stop. So right there, I'm listening to this on the Odyssey app, and I'm like, all right, well, Kevin's going to move on, you know, check it out, whatever. No, Kevin Hegland takes the deep dive into reciting the entire thing, and this is when I was so uncomfortable.
I'm not aware of that at all.
Okay, so Trayvon Diggs comes out and talks to Mike Leslie while he's still in his pads about a tweet that he sent out asking what Trayvon Diggs was doing. And he said to Mike Leslie, "You don't know ball. You can't do what I can do." Mike Leslie responds, "I'd love to talk to you about it." And Trayvon Diggs walks back into the locker room and says, "You can talk about D's nuts."
Well, I don't have anything to say because I don't know about it firsthand and not going to comment on that.
Okay, fair enough.
Well done, Kevin. Props to Hagee for standing in there. I can't believe I thought he would have just left the D's nuts part out of there.
That's the whole thing.
I thought he would have just said he had some expletives. He said some. I didn't know he was going to give the exact quote, Jerry, which I appreciate.
I'm not aware of that at all.
If it goes well with Jerry today, we have to figure out a way to be like, have you ever heard of D's nuts? Has anyone ever dropped the D's nuts on you?
Should we?
Is there any way, Choppy, he's aware of what D's nuts are?
Yeah, I think Jerry's
only after the other day.
No, I think you may have been aware. I mean,
there's no way.
Look, when we started, we were saying D's nuts in high school. That was 30 years ago, 25 years ago.
We were saying it.
But, I mean, he was only 60.
What's
your point? He was only 60, right?
Yeah.
He might have known.
I bet he's heard it.
Okay. Yeah.
I bet he's heard it and at some point has.
So do we just have Choppy go, Jerry, what'd you think about D's nuts?
No, that's it. I think we should play like Hagee's drop. Like we should play. Are you aware of that? And then depending on how he answers, we'll hit the Hagee follow up.
Or maybe we just we play the whole Haglund thing,
yeah.
And then or set it up. Throw Steven under the bus and be like, Steven was asked about this, so we're gonna ask you about it and see what happens. But man, I thought Hagee was just gonna like recap it. Confrontation, disagreement over play. Diggs confronted someone. No. Kevin went back and forth and back and forth and back and forth and then dropped it. I thought Steven was going to cut him off in the middle. Like, guys, I'm not getting into this Jerry
too.
Springer stuff.
I did too. And I'll say this. I think there's zero chance Steven didn't know or hadn't heard about that. And I understand it's, again, frustrating. But, I mean, if you guys are all about the brand and putting people out there and doing things like that, then I would expect you to have a comment when one of your players reacts that way after a game.
He's nuts.
McCarthy did.
Yeah, McCarthy did. I think Jerry will today, I would guess. So I think Steven needs to.
Jerry Jones live at 8:30 this morning with a little Inside the Star recap on DFW Sports Station. You're down and out, feeling gloom, football depression with America's team. Well, we have one thing to make you feel better. The Dwayne Wade statue and all its glory next on Sean and RJ.